We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoradea, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kilei Behema, Halacha Beis, in middle of paragraph Gimel. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 374, the left-hand column, the middle of the page. V'se b'chinas peter chamoir she'osur b'hano u'tzrichin levdoisei b'se litein lakoyen se t'murosoi V'oz hutar peter chamoir. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the introduction, based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand the mitzvah of peter chamoir, which is that the firstborn of a donkey is forbidden for any personal usage. You must first redeem it by giving the kohen a sheep in exchange for it, and then the peter chamoir is permissible. Because the Jewish people are required to elevate everything to holiness. To elevate from animal to human. That's the concept of Tikkun HaBris, as we mentioned earlier. And that's why even the firstborn from an animal, from a domesticated animal, is given to the kohen. Ki habechor hu reishis, because the bechor is the first, bechinas reishis das, and we know the first is associated with das. Utzrichen litnoi lakohen, and we have to give it to the kohen. Ki hakohen hu bechinas das, bechinas tikkun habris, because the kohen represents das and Tikkun HaBris, kemoi shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki sifsei choyein yishmaru das, v'toyro yevakshem ipiyu. So we see that the kohen is associated with das, and there's another pasuk that says, brisi hoiso itoi, my covenant was with him, with the kohen, b'chinas bris kuhunas oilam. So we see that the kohen is associated with Tikkun HaBris. V'alkein kol b'chor behemo shayach lakohen. And that's why all the firstborn of the behemois belong to the kohen, kedei levarer ulahalois bechinas behemol adam, in order to elevate, in order to elevate and purify it from behema to adam. Kalidei shenoisnin habechor lakohen shubechinas tikkun hadas tikkun habris, because by giving the firstborn to the kohen who represents perfection of das, perfection of bris, ayudeze mevarin umesaknin umalin bechinas behemius lodom. By doing that, we purify and we fix up and we elevate the behema to the category of odom. Shuhu bechinas das, bechinas koin. Odom is referred to as das, koin. Ki hakoin makriv habechor lekorban. Because we know that the kohen during the time of the Beis Hamikdash would take that firstborn and sacrifice it in the Beis Hamikdash. Validei hakorban malin mebehem alodom kanal. And we explained earlier that the whole concept of sacrifices in the Beis Hamikdash was all about taking animal and elevating it to the category of human. And by doing this process on the firstborn, that's how we also correct all the subsequent births. And we correct, we fix up the animal. Because everything follows the first one. Everything goes according to the beginning. And therefore, through the firstborn, which is being given to the kohen, by doing that, all the births that follow are automatically corrected. And the owner of these animals, who is not a Kohen, who is the Yisroel, once the firstborn was given to the Kohen, the Yisroel will have the ability to do whatever tikkun, whatever elevation has to be done to the subsequent births, to elevate them from behemah to adam. V'chol zeh ubibchor behema tohira. Now, this is all what takes place when we're dealing with a firstborn from a kosher species, like a cow, a sheep. Aval behemois tmeois, but when we're dealing with a non-kosher animal, like a donkey, ein koyach levararom sheyu nechlolam bebchinas odom. It is impossible. We do not have the ability to purify them and give them the ability to elevate them to the level of odom. V'alkein heim asurim lanu lechol. And that's also why they're off limits for us. We're not allowed to eat those animals. Bishvil zeh, for this reason. And bishvil zeh, v'alkein heim asurim lanu lechol. And therefore, we're not allowed to eat those animals. Bishvil zeh ein bohem din b'chor. And that's also why the law of b'chor does not apply to these animals from non-kosher species. Rak b'chamor tzivsa ha-toyra liftois ha-petach ha-mor b'seh, anitan l'koyim. The only exception is the donkey, whereby the Torah has commanded us to redeem the firstborn from the donkey with a sheep, to exchange it for a sheep that's given to the Kohen. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki ikar yenikas ha-sitrach rohua idei b'chinas chamor kanal. Because one of the main sources from which the other side, the sitrachra, draws from, is the donkey. V'alkein habchor shalachamor shubchines reishis, v'u keneged reishis das shebigdusha. And therefore, the firstborn from a donkey, which is represents this concept of reishis, the first, and is the opposite of the reishis das within holiness, Alkein osra toiroi sebano. That's why the Torah told us that we're not permitted to have any benefit or any pleasure from it whatsoever. Ki ein koyach lahachniso yelakdusha. Because we do not have the power, the ability to bring this firstborn donkey into the holiness, into the realm of holiness. Rak tikunoi al yidei shepoiden oisei baseh. But rather, its tikun, its correction, is accomplished by redeeming it with a sheep. Vase nitan l'koyim, the sheep is given to the koyim, ki haseh hu gam kein min behema, because the sheep is also a type of behema, shemishom yenikas hachamor shu asid rachra shenikosim behemius, which means it's also related to the donkey, which is sitrachra, which draws from behema. The seh is behema and the donkey is behema. However, the difference is that the sheep, we do have the ability to purify and to elevate it into holiness. Kihu behema tohira, because it is a kosher species. Befrat se, especially if we talk about a sheep, shehu hamuvchor sheba behemois, which is the choicest one of all the domesticated animals. Shesomuch yoiser el hakidusha mikol shar habehemois, because the sheep is closer to holiness than all other domesticated animals. Kemo yishom rabbi seinu zal, as the Gemara says, sheho ayil kuloi kodesh, that a ram, which is a type of sheep, is all holiness. Tzimroi letcheles, the wool is used for making tcheles. Karn of the shofaros, the horns are used for shofaros, and every part of it is holy, can be used for holiness. So the sheep of the entire domesticated animal species, the sheep is the closest one to kedusha. The alkein, and therefore, kishepoiden hapeter chamor beseh, when we redeem that firstborn donkey with a sheep, v'loikhin set murosoi, and we take a sheep in exchange for that firstborn donkey, v'noisin l'koyin, we give it to the koyin, azai hutar apeter chamor bano. From that point on, the firstborn donkey is permitted to be used. Ki acharkach muter l'shtamesh boy, because after that, at that point, it is permissible to be used, because right now this donkey has been exchanged for a sheep. And thereby this donkey also ends up being some degree of a vessel associated with holiness. Al yedei shenechlaf b'seh, through the fact that this donkey was exchanged was substituted for by a sheep. Shehu gam kein min behema, which is also a type of behema, shemishom yinikosoi. And we know that the donkeys, the sheep, all draw from this address called behema. Aval ze haseh nitan l'koyen v'nichal b'kedusha. However, the sheep was able to be given to the kohen and is able to literally be plugged into holiness. And as a result of that, the firstborn donkey, which the sheep was substituted for, also becomes associated with kedusha. We repeated that last line. V'alkein hu mutar b'hano. And at that point in time, the donkey becomes permissible to be used. V'alkein ha-mitzriyim shein b'chinas chamor, and for this reason, the Egyptians, who are compared to a donkey, k'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, asher besar chamorim besorim, their flesh is like the flesh of donkeys, kihem b'nei chom, because they are descendants from chom, shehu b'chinas avdus, who is associated with servitude, slavery. Because the main location for slavery is Egypt. And the slaves are a nation who are compared to donkeys. Like the Gemara says on the Pasuk Shvu Lachem Poi Ima Chamor, when Avram Avinu said to his slave, to his servant, you remain here with the donkey. It says, im hachamor. The word im is spelled ayin mem, the same way as the word am. With the donkey, nation of donkeys. That slaves are compared to donkeys. Al kein hoyu oivdim litle. And it's for this reason that the Egyptians worshipped the sheep. Ki rotsu linoik me hakidusha. Because the Egyptians were trying to draw spiritual energy from the holiness by connecting with an animal, a domesticated animal, a sheep. Because the Egyptians, who are compared to donkeys, they also are connected to animal. They're also animal. And we said the sheep is the closest to holiness of all the domesticated animals. And that's why the Egyptians were hoping to be able to draw from the holiness via the sheep, by worshipping the sheep. And therefore, kishayotzu Yisrael misham, when the Jews left Egypt, tziva Hashem yisborach lohavi tle lekorban pesach, Hashem commanded us to take the sheep and offer it as a sacrifice, Korban Pesach, kedei lahalois b'chinas hatle el hakedusha, thereby elevating the sheep into holiness, into complete holiness, ulahafsik yinikosam, and to break off the source from which the Egyptians were trying to draw from, shiloyi lehem yinikam yisham, so that the Egyptians will no longer be able to draw from the sheep, by us offering the sheep as a korban in the, you know, korban of kedusha. V'alkein nitztavu miyad u'peter chamor tifte b'sekanal. And that's why right after Hashem gave us the mitzvah of korban Pesach, immediately afterwards, He gave us this mitzvah of substituting a sheep for the donkey, for the firstborn donkey. V'alkein kol ho'ovoi soyu royei tsoin daiko. And this will also explain why the forefathers of the Jewish people, these great leaders, were all shepherds. Ki kol avodosam hoyorak levarer ulahalois behem alodom kanal. Because their whole focus was to purify and elevate from behema to human. And the best way of accomplishing that is via sheep, who are a type of behema, and yet it's the type of behema that's the closest to holiness. V'zeh shomar Yaakov, this is why Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, Vayihi li shor v'chamor tzoin v'eved v'shivcha, that I possess the ox, the donkey, the sheep, the slave, and the maidservant. Ki helo hakoil el hakedusha. Because Yaakov Avinu succeeded in elevating all of these into the realm of holiness. Vafilu asitrachra nasis merkova lakedusha. And even the other side, even the chamor, which represents the other side, also becomes a vessel for holiness. Vahakoil al yedei atzoin. And all of this is accomplished, especially through the sheep. And Yaakov Avinu was a shepherd. He took care of sheep in the house of Lavan. Shepirush, as we saw earlier, Rashi HaKodesh says, Moicher tzoinoi v'loikeach loikoleile. He sold his sheep and acquired all of these other things. Because all these other things that Yaakov Avinu was zeuche to have, the servants and the oxen and everything, which Yaakov Avinu was zeuche to bring into the holiness, he was zeuche to bring them into the framework of holiness. All of it was accomplished, especially through the sheep. Because by the fact that he took care of these sheep, and he was zeche to purify them and to elevate them into the realm of holiness, through that he succeeded in weakening, in lowering the animal spirit. And when you're able to weaken and to subdue, to lower the animal spirit, then everything becomes a vessel for holiness. Even those who were originally from the other side, the donkey and the slaves, all of them become a merkava for kedusha. Kikulam yunikosam ibchinas ruach habehemius, because all of them draw from the animal spirit. Ukeshenichna ruach habehemius al yedei atzoin shayroyim, and when Yaakov Avinu, by taking care of the sheep, was able to subdue the animal spirit, then everything can be elevated to holiness. Everything can become a vessel for holiness, even the donkey, the slaves. And this is why the Pasuk says, Va'atein tzoini, you are my sheep, tzoin marisi, the sheep of my pasture. Odom atem, you are humans, you are man. And the Gemara says, atem kruyim odom, you are referred to as man. There seems to be a contradiction in the pasuk. Kori lohut sain, first he calls us sheep, the kori lohut adam, and then he calls us humans. Ach be'emes, but in truth, ze ikar ha-shevach v'amayla sh'meshabech li-Yisrael. This is the greatest praise that Hashem is giving the Jewish people. Shebishvil ze daiko kruyim odom, where it's because of this that we, the Jewish people, are called Adam, and the other nations are not. Because the truth is, the other nations also look like human beings. They have a human body. Ach afal pikein, however, despite that, einam kruyim odom, they are not referred to. Hashem doesn't call them man or human. Me'achar she'einam yecholim l'shaber ruach habehemius, because of the fact that they do not break the animal spirit inside of them. Lahalois mebehema l'odom, to elevate themselves from behema to odom, al kein heim kruchim achar ma'isa behemius. And this is why they tend to lean towards animalistic type of behavior. Achar taivas habehemius shelahem, following all their animalistic desires, their base desires. V'alkein einam kruyim Adam. And that's why the Torah does not refer to them as Adam. Aval Yisrael, whereas the Jewish people, heim meshabrim ruach habehemius. We do break the animal spirit inside of us. Umalin mebehem al Adam, and we elevate ourselves from animal to human. Alkein heim kruyim Adam. That's why the Jewish people are called Adam, man. And the main vehicle through which we elevate from animal to human is the sheep. As we said, the sheep is the closest thing to the Kedusha from the Behemah. By the sheep, you're able to take every part of it and use it for Kedusha. And it's for this reason that our forefathers were all taking care of sheep. V'alkein ha-posuk mechanes Yisrael b'shem tzoyim, and it's for this reason that the Torah, the posuk first, refers to us as sheep, v'koyri oysim b'shem odom, and then it refers to us as humans. Kai deze daika heim kruyim odom, because it's via the sheep that we achieve this title of odom. V'zehu, this is why the posuk says, v'atein tzoyni tzoyin marisi, you are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture. Odom atem, you are man. Atem kruyim odom. The Gemara says, you are called man. V'alkein zocho dover ha-melech olav shomai desha yoroi etzoin, lihi ois roye Yisrael. And it's for this reason that King David was privileged, that by first starting out as a shepherd taking care of sheep, he eventually became the shepherd of Klal Yisrael, the leader of Klal Yisrael, to lead us b'derech ha-yoshor in the righteous path, sheyizku l'shaber ruach ha-behemius, to help us overcome and defeat the animal spirit inside of us, shezehu ikar avodas ha-odam, which is the main work of a human being in this world. This is our main goal and our main focus in this world, to defeat the animal inside of us, to subdue the animal, and to elevate ourselves to the status of human. And this is the main kingdom over the Jewish people. When we say that the king rules over the Jewish people, what do we mean he rules? Meaning he is the one who helps the Jewish people accomplish this. Sheyeshabru ruach habehemius, to be able to destroy the animal spirit inside of us. V'alkein zocha David lozer, and this is why David HaMelech was zocha to this kingdom, al yidei sheyoroi etzoyim, through the fact that he took care of sheep. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says clearly in Tehillim, me'achar olois hevioi, Hashem brought David HaMelech from behind the sheep, lirois betzoyin amoi, to take care of Hashem's flock, the Jewish people. V'hovein, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this well. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha, and then he adds a short paragraph as an appendix. V'zeh she'ne'emar b'peter chamoyer, and this is why the pasuk says about peter chamoyer, v'imloy sivde v'araftoi, that if the person doesn't redeem it, then he's got to chop off its head. Ki ikar yenika sasitra achra, from the back. Ki ikar yenika sasitra achra b'chinas chamor b'chinas mitzrayim humin o'irith. Because the main source from which the sitra achra draws from, the chamor, Egypt, is from the back of the neck. B'chinas paroi. The word paroi is the same letters as the word ho'irith. And that's why the Torah tells us, if you're not going to redeem it with a sheep, then break its neck from the back. But the first choice is to redeem it with a sheep. As the Gemara says, mitzvahs pidyon koidemes, that the mitzvah of redeeming it comes first. Because as we explained earlier, when you substitute a sheep for the donkey, then the donkey is also becomes associated with Kedusha. because that donkey was the one who made it possible, who caused you to elevate the sheep to the kohen, to make it into a korban, you know, for the kohen. But if you just simply break the back of it, you kill the donkey, then the donkey did not become any vessel for Kedusha. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude this halacha.